With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. If a Colorado Supreme Court ruling stands, then Donald Trump will be blocked from the state's primary ballot. In a 4-3 decision, Colorado's high court used the Constitution's insurrection clause to disqualify a presidential candidate. Whatever happens legally, Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky says this ruling will likely further bolster Trump's poll numbers.
This just feeds the image that he is projecting, that he is being persecuted by law enforcement over the fact that he's even running for president.
The Trump campaign called the Colorado ruling completely flawed and said they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. On the campaign trail, Trump is defending his comments about migrants crossing the southern border who he said are poisoning the blood of America. Speaking at a rally in Waterloo, Iowa yesterday, he said immigrants in the U.S. illegally are destroying the blood of our country. Trump has faced mounting criticism for his intensifying rhetoric. Also at SRNnews.com, the top leader of Hamas was in Egypt for talks today on halting the war in Gaza and securing the release of at least some of the estimated 129 Israeli captives held by Palestinian militants. Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says there's very little appetite in Israel for the creation of a Palestinian state.
No one will do that. No one will agree to that. Really nobody. Maybe a percentage of the people in this country. So it's not about shifting right. It's understanding that a two-state situation is just not going to wash today.
He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. added 1.6 million people this year. And this is SRN News. Australia's Catholic leader is laying down the law.
Now that Pope Francis has approved blessings for same-sex couples, the head of Australia's Conference of Bishops is warning all priests that they must comply. Archbishop Franz Lackner says priests are not allowed to say no if a gay couple seeks a blessing, essentially eliminating any conscientious objection by the clergyman. Lackner says, quote, the church wants to speak good things in the name of God to couples in non-regular situations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Baptist, Ukrainian Orthodox, and Greek Catholic churches will celebrate Christmas on December 25th for the first time in Ukraine's history. According to Baptist Press, the Orthodox and Greek Catholic churches will abandon their traditional observance on January 7th. The idea gained popularity after Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. One local leader said, "Now we will celebrate Christmas in unity." This is SRN News. Forecasters are warning of potential flooding from excessive rainfall as a slow-moving Pacific storm blows into California. The low-pressure system is centered about 300 miles west of San Francisco. It's expected to gradually drop south along the coast. We know the phrase, I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
A lot of folks may not get the ice cream they're screaming for following an early morning accident Wednesday along a Pennsylvania interstate. A tractor-trailer rig carrying a load of the tasty treat overturned on I-80 in Clarion County, western PA. Almost 20 tons of ice cream was lost, but thankfully, no one was hurt. Hopefully, members of the cleanup brigade brought along some spoons so they could enjoy their work. Rich Thomason reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher slightly. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.